Good afternoon, sir. How are you this afternoon?
I'm all right. Yourself?
Good, good. And what is your name, sir?
Jared Zabo.
Okay, sir. We're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today. You have the Honorable Luis Quinones. You have the Honorable David Neal. You have the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. You have our board chair, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your lead in your hearing today. Also with us is Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner represents the Department of Corrections as well as the Parole Office, okay?
Okay.
Sir, could you just go ahead and state your name again for us with your ADC number?
Jared Todd Bravo, 308-447.
Okay, sir. Prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. What did you say?
Prior to your hearing today, you signed and received a notification form advising you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes.
Okay, on that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
Representing myself.
Okay, so at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Okay, so your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, sir. We're going to start out in phase one. Sir, you have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, Mr. Sabo?
Yes.
Okay. Sir, the allegation on your warrant says that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Traditions, 2429 West Vista Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about November 23rd, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconding from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
It's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Well, based on the admission of Mr. Zabo, I am going to move to find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, so we're going to go into phase two in your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start off phase two and get some additional information from Mr. Turner. And then after that, we're going to go over some information with you, sir, and go over, get any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Turner.
Okay, Mr. Zabo, I apologize if I'm not pronouncing that right. I was released on November 6th of 2017 and arrested on 3/19 of 2018 by Phoenix PD on the ADC warrant. No new charges. He was returned back to custody on 3/20/18 with an adjusted release date of 8/24/18 with 116 abscond days. Current conviction, 2016, count one, aggravated assault, 2 years and 6 months. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term with ADC. His CUIR score is 3-4. He has a mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted. No prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimal with drugs and violence noted. Other arrest in 2010, domestic violence, Arizona, juvenile detention. He has a GB score of G5B5.
Okay, Mr. Zabo. I see that you were released on November 6th. At the time you were released, you were approved to stay at Reborn. Assistant at 1841 West Fairmont, and then Looks like on November 13th, you were approved to reside at Traditions at 2429 West Vista Avenue, sir. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so were you working during that period of time?
Was I working?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, I was. I was working for Sandcastle Construction Company with my father.
Okay. Says that you were assigned to task for your analysis, and while you were on community supervision, says on November 28th, you failed to report to task for UA, and you were directed to attend a substance abuse classes program in Traditions. You were discharged from Reborn Assistant for using meth on November 10th of 2017. Is that right, sir?
Yes, I was. And I talked to my parole officer, Jesse Agler, about it. And then that's when I got switched to another halfway house.
Uh-huh.
Because they no longer would let me stay there. And I was doing all the classes at the other one, a few classes while I was there, and until I ended up absconding.
So why did you abscond, sir?
Huh?
Why did you abscond for those 116 days?
I've never been on, I didn't know how it worked. I didn't know if it was going to be, probation or not. Because I already had two strikes, against me. Because I messed up twice out there. And my parole officer asked me to come in that day so they can help me and get me into a treatment program. Because I have a really bad problem with substance abuse, and that's something that I've been working on for a long time. And I guess I freaked out a little bit. I thought they were just going to arrest me right there. But now that I understand that they were actually trying to help me, I wish I would have just went in there that day instead of not going to the office.
So what did you do for 116 days? Where did you stay at, sir?
Huh?
What were you doing for 116 days, and where did you stay?
I was staying with my father or my couple of my uncles or my grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And I was still working at Sandcastle Construction.
Well, you relapsed and started back
under.
Did you relapse and start back doing drugs, sir?
Huh?
Did you relapse and start back to doing drugs, sir?
I did, but I was good after basically that stopped, because I didn't want to get in trouble, take a chance of when I got arrested, because I knew I was going to get arrested, of getting in trouble for having drugs and get a new charge and end up having to do more time in DOC than I have to for just my violation, which I don't want to have to do any more time than just my violation.
Okay. I'm
trying to get back out there to my family and get back to work.
Okay. So what were you doing when the Phoenix police, when you came in contact with Phoenix PD?
When I came in contact with Phoenix PD, I was with my wife. Well, she's going to be my ex-wife now. But we were just kind of hanging out and stuff like that, I did on my days off.
And
just driving around.
And so what, you got stopped by the police, or what happened?
I tried to get by with using an alias, my brother's name, but I ended up telling him, my name and everything, and cooperating with everything they asked me to do and everything like that.
Okay. All right, sir.
Took me to the Alhambra.
All right, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you, sir. So, seeing the board has no additional questions for you, we're about to go into discussion, sir. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself, sir?
I would just like to thank them for their time.
All right, sir. Well, the board's going to discuss, and while the board's in discussion, sir, I'm going to ask you to remain silent. However, stay on the phone. You can hear the voice discussion as it's taking place, and then we'll make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, okay?
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you. The board's now into discussion. Apparently, Mr. Zabo had relapsed and started back using drugs at one facility. He used meth, and they transferred him to another facility, and it looks like he relapsed again, and just thought that his PO was going to revoke him when his PO told him to come into the office. So he just didn't go back in and work with his PO, and he says he was staying with his father and his grandmother at different relatives' houses. during the 116 days that he was out. He was picked up, stopped by Phoenix PD, at which time he subsequently eventually gave him his name, and he was arrested and taken back to DOC. It appears that Mr. Zava doesn't have a long criminal record. He doesn't have any priors. Established as solid. He does have a domestic violence look like in 2010, I think, as a juvenile. However, he'll be released on August 24th of 2018, which is just a few months away. At that time, he won't be on any parole or community supervision. And I think that because he did relapse and because of the 116 days that he was an absconder, that it would be best for Mr. Zava to go ahead and complete his time and be released on August 24th of 2018, when he won't be on any parole or community supervision at that time. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. Okay, therefore, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Zabo. Find that he was delinquent, violated the term and condition of his supervision, had lapsed, was about to lapse in the criminal ways of company as he did relapse, and wasn't absconding for 116 days, and we do not know exactly what he was doing during that period of time.
Second.
Okay, motion by me. Second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by Mr. Quinones, agreed by Mr. Neal, and agreed by Dr. Wright. Mr. Zabo?
Yes.
Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. Sir, you will be released on August 24th of 2018. At that time, you won't be on any parole or any community supervision, sir. You'll be able to move about on your will, sir. And hopefully you won't have any more negative contacts with law enforcement again after that period of time. Sir, we want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board, okay?
All right, thank you.
That's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you.